News of two new Lord of the Rings movies has sent a ripple of excitement through the home of Middle-earth in Wellington. Andy Serkis will return in his role as Gollum and also direct the first film, which is set to hit screens in 2026. Bill Hickman has more.
Mark Westerby of Screen Wellington says the news the production is to remain in Wellington is a huge win for the capital and the country's film industry as a whole.
We know Lord of the Rings well. We've done it before. I know that Peter and Fran and Philippa and, of course, Andy Serkis, who's directing the first film, you know, have a huge love of that lore itself. They want to be guardians of that.
He says the production could also be a chance for a new generation of filmmakers to prove themselves on the world stage.
There will be a lot of experienced people that will be working on this, but I think there's also lots of opportunities for people who are entering the industry to cut their teeth as well. There are so many opportunities for young people and young creators coming through to be involved. There's no better way to learn than on a big film set.
Chris Gillen is a fabricator who has worked on Peter Jackson's production since 2008. He says he became concerned when the Lord of the Rings TV show went offshore that the movies would follow suit.
A lot of people have made their career in film on Middle-earth, you know, and I think Peter Jackson somewhat owes it to the local industry to do it here.
Simon Arcus of the Wellington Chamber of Commerce says the country is considerably better poised to capitalise on the economic opportunities presented by the films than when the franchise first began.
You look at the awareness that councils and others have of the need to focus on these kind of projects, but also look at the creative industries in Wellington and elsewhere that have sprung up around and because of them. They are ready to help as well, and I think this time we should make sure they're front and centre if there are opportunities to engage and get good contracts for the movies.
Tourism New Zealand Chief Executive Renee DeMonchi says the original film still represented a powerful draw to the country's attractions. He said around 14% of holiday visitors say The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings are key motivators for their interest in Aotearoa.
My hopes would be that the movies again become a fantastic moving billboard for the beauty of New Zealand's landscape once visitors are here. About a third of them will go to a film location or participate in a tour or a Hobbit or Lord of the Rings related experience.
However, on the streets of Wellington, reviews were a little more mixed.
I have grown up loving The Lord of the Rings, but when The Hobbit came out, I was like, it's too much already. Three movies out of one book, and now they're doing more. I'm shocked. I'm quite shocked.
Don't ruin the original movies.
Yeah.
They're so good. Yeah. The battle scenes are amazing. They're like A grade.
Pretty good for Peter Jackson's pocket, I'd say.
It will be good for Wellington and kind of keeps us up there in terms of our creativity and profile and also in terms of our work in the film industry. So, yeah, it's good.
For better or for worse, Wellywood looks set to welcome Hairy Feet on the red carpet yet again.